Hi, Kev. I don't know where to start. Yeah, I do. When I was born, I was adopted at birth by two people that didn't have any brothers or sisters either. So I grew up with no cousins or aunts or uncles, brothers, sisters, nothing. I pretty much thought the world revolved around me. No, not really. I really wasn't that bad. But I did believe that I was a princess. And I just knew that my biological family was going to come for me someday. I was an overachiever, and I think it was out of fear that they would give me back, because they always introduced me as their adopted daughter. Even though they'd had me since birth, I was always, you know, their adopted daughter. Except for my Nana. She really was wonderful to me, and I was her granddaughter, period. But anyway, just that's kind of some of my psyche goes along with all that. But so I had this great life until I was 10. I had lessons in about everything you can imagine. I played guitar at four. I played piano at four, and my parents bought me my own baby grand. My mother thought I was a prodigy. I wasn't. I started playing guitar, I think it was at 13. So I've never really gotten any better at either of those instruments than the first few years of playing them. So see what else is important about, lessons. They were ballet lessons and tap lessons and gymnastics and English horseback riding lessons and modeling school. I did that from about age 7 through, 19 or something. And my mom, gosh, she was just something else, I'll tell you what. My boyfriend was Desi Arnaz Jr., Lucille Ball's son, and I met him on the dating game. I was the person that picked, and he used to be in a band, Dino, Desi, and Billy, and I happened to pick him, and we stayed together a couple of years, but he was so vain. Oh, my God. So then I was at summer camp, and my dad picked me up in a Corvette at age 10. Oh, I forgot. Before that happened, we went to Europe for a year. My dad was a teacher, and he took a sabbatical leave, and I got to go to Europe with them, and we camped all through Europe. And when school started back in the States, they sent me home all by myself from Denmark on a big jet plane. I had to change planes in Greenland, and it was quite memorable for me. I still remember a lot about that trip. So anyway, then fast forward to age 10, and my dad's picking me up from a camp, and you know, he shows up in this Corvette, and on the way down the mountain, he wants to know, do I want to go to my mom's house or his house? And I'm like, I thought we all had the same house, Dad. And he said, no, I've fallen in love with, get this, a senior in his math class. She was like 6 years older than me, was all. And I said that I wanted to go to my mom's, you know. So we pull up, and my dad's getting my stuff out of the trunk and or the car, and my mom walks up and says, Ralph, what's she doing here? And I went, Mom, and she said, I'm sorry, but I was not cut out to be a single parent. You need to go live with your dad and his soon wife-to-be. So I did. And gosh, that was so strange. My dad and she did a lot of Ouija board things. And I believed at the time that she conceived a baby from a dead angel named Charles Tuttle. It's so weird, I know. But anyway, I believe that she conceived it because they told me she did. And then when the little boy was born, he was named Charlie. But she left not long after that, and my dad gave the little boy to her parents to raise. So it wasn't long before wife number 3 for him moved in, or he went and got her, actually. He met her in Guadalajara or something. And wife number 2 or 3, I get mixed up, was only 2 years older than me. And that was real strange. But, you know, like I say, I just knew that my biological parents were going to come and get me and save me from all of this. But anyway, so I'm going to stop there. And I'll have to remember to continue at about, what was I then, maybe 15 or something. So that's chapter 1. It's already getting weird, isn't it? It gets way weirder. Okay, kiddo. Talk to you soon. Peace.